www.themouthmagazine.com.
Like me, you may be fascinated by how music works in TV and cinema, how adding it or removing it altogether might alter your response to or understanding of the director's intentions. Over the past couple of decades, there's been a vogue for licensing pop songs, but my guest on this edition of the Mouthcast has had his work used in several TV series and over 20 films, and in a grander tradition, has composed bespoke scores for most of them. You'll be familiar with his work, though you might not realise it. Most recently, in The Water Diviner, his transcendent score is used to match Olga Kurylenko's Gentle Beauty. And in Shane Meadows' This Is England, when the director places it at odds with the visuals, it locates many new layers in what's going on. My guest has also released many non-soundtrack albums. Since his first, in 1988, he's put out a further 11 studio records and 3 live recordings, each of which features some of the most gently exhilarating and evocative music of the last few decades. He's performed to huge crowds at the world's most prestigious venues, and his last UK dates included sellouts at Blenheim Palace, Hammersmith Apollo, and the Barbican. A couple of years ago, he headlined the iTunes Festival at the Roundhouse. His new album, Elements, which we'll be talking about today, will be released in October, and from it, this is the single Night. My guest on this edition of the Mouthcast is the great Ludovico Einaudi.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm fine. You?
Yes. I have a cold, but I'm okay.
Sorry. It's the season now of the colds, because in Italy also it was very warm, and suddenly the air changes and you don't realize it. You want to stay with the summer. The summer is gone.
Let's begin by talking about your new record, Elements.
Yes.
This is a collection of pieces which has been inspired by nature's elements, mathematical and scientific elements, musical forms and works of art. In terms of each of these, what was it that you wanted to say with this record, or is what you wanted to communicate the interconnectedness between those things?
Yeah, I think the idea of elements for me was the idea of reconsidering in a way everything, or to start to investigate how in the past, in the present, in different fields of the human, this idea has been seen. So I started to, at the beginning, I started to read about the Greek philosopher, because I always start, go from there, even in the past when I was writing Divenire, I went to the Greek philosophy, because I mean, basically for me, every time is a challenge to explore something different, that I don't know, something that is challenging my life, my experience as a man, or as an artist. And what is interesting about reading in, for example, I was reading Kandinsky's writing about, there's a book where he talk about the meaning and the talks about the meaning of the point and about the meaning of the lines. Actually, there is a nice connection that he starts from the beginning talking about the fact that the point is, he connects it to the dot that you have when you are writing words. And the dot represents a moment of silence. So I like to read what other people, other great minds of the past had reflected about the fundaments of things. I like when an architect reflects about the meaning of windows in a house. It's interesting to reflect deeply on what you do and to reconsider the way you do things almost every day and not proceed automatically in your life. So this was the point of view I had when I wanted to proceed in composing this music and to reconsider everything, also connecting my musical vision with other visions coming from different fields.
As anyone could reasonably expect from a record by you, there are many beautiful moments on Elements, and it strikes me that once again you've composed something which captures emotional spaces. But how difficult is it for you to bring these out of yourself? I think I'm asking whether composition for you is journalism, reportage, or expression of something internal.
Well, it's interesting because in a way it's both. In a way it has to, making music, it has to challenge my mind in terms of exploring new musical forms, a new way of composing music in a different way every time, because if I feel I repeat what I've done in the past, I get bored of myself and I lose completely the interest in what I do. And at the same time is to find a way to extract from these new forms that I try to put together, that I combine in new forms, to convey an emotion that I feel I need to have in the music. This emotion is the heart for me of the process of making music. And so this is not something that I can really describe easily, because it's the result of experimenting things, trying different solution possibilities, and always with the focus of following those sketches where you see that there is the DNA for this emotion that has to be developed and projected into the music and to the others. Because when the energies of those different elements that I described, they come together, this is a moment where I feel the music, it's there, and it's hopefully this combination of new forms, emotions, elevation, spirituality is ready to be shared with the other people. Thank you.
In comparison to the records you've made before, I think Elements is a kind of combination of the textures from perhaps Nightbook, the electronica, and some of the more atmospheric material from Inner Time Lapse. Your work has less intensity and more space in recent years. Is that because you're older?
What do you mean, less intensity and more space compared to, for example, to what?
Say Eden Rock.
You feel that Eden Rock is denser?
Yeah.
Denser in what sense?
Compositionally, and perhaps also a little in terms of instrumentation.
You mean instrumentation in terms of richness of instrumentation?
It feels fuller.
Fuller. I'm thinking while you talk to think about the comparison, because I never done that. Okay. So it's interesting what you said, and I'm trying to understand. In a way, fuller. In a way, I use more in Eden Rock. I use the string quintet, and actually there is a guitar, and then there are those two, three tracks with Jivan Gasparian. That, I feel in a way that for me, from the color point of view, Elements is richer. And in a way, I feel it more layered and denser. But this is my, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, this is my, I'm just telling my perspective as the composer of what I've done. And so I feel this is more articulated than Eden Rock, but maybe I'm wrong. I was just in terms of music or pure music, I feel that there is a different approach. The approach of Eden Rock was more in a way composed in the classical sense.
Yeah.
What I started to explore, even from Divenire, in part of Divenire and from Nightbook, I started to consider the possibility of also using the moment of the recording also as a moment of not just performing a music that was previously composed, but to keep the moment of the composition open inside the moment of the recording, because sometimes I feel that when you are composing something in your studio, then you go to a studio to record it, you are losing some of the magic of the moment of the creation.
What's in that moment then that is magical?
I think it's the moment of it's the idea of the imperfection that you can have in that moment, because it's the idea that you are not just executing or reproducing something that you have decided completely. There is a sort of spirit of improvisation, of something that you're saying for the first time.
An element of chance.
Yes, something that springs from your voice for the first time and has a stronger power than something that you have written, and can have at the same time a strong power, but being repeated after rehearsals can maybe lose that magic that is unique when you say it for the first time.
Your soundtrack work, there's a lot of it. It must have been interesting over the years for you to see how your work sort of lives in all of those different contexts.
Yes, of course, it's really interesting. Sometimes I feel in some cases there is not a complete control of that because there are some examples that, of course, when they use it in a film, they ask me the permission. And there are examples like This Is England, for example, that I'm talking about This Is England now because it's the new series is now on and I know it's popular in England. And and I think Shane Meadows has a fantastic way of putting together images and music with a twist that is unique because the images are going in one direction and the music is going in the opposite direction, and this creates a fantastic combination. Other times, when I see that the music is maybe overused in TV, actually, I don't watch too much television, but I know that there is a sort of possibility of taking the music and put it everywhere in every program, TV program. So this sometimes doesn't make me completely happy because there are a lot of programs that I personally don't watch, but if I watch them, I don't like them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel that this is a bit strange to have your music placed everywhere. Anyway, to me, it's interesting is to see how the music can create different emotions if you put it together with the same music with a different story or with a different sequence in a movie, and the music in a way sounds different, and the film also completely. If you have the same film and you start to experiment with the different pieces of music, how you can change completely the meaning of the film.
Out of interest, are you a fan of cinema?
Yes, I like to go to the I like to watch films. For the life, I do recently. I don't have so much time to spend evenings at the cinema, so I mainly watch films sometimes when I'm at home and. My life has become so busy with the concerts and everything that I don't have much time to do that.
Yeah. Are there particular films that you've enjoyed through your life that you wish that you had been given the opportunity to write for?
Well, I grew up with the big classics like Lawrence of Arabia. There are, of course, recent films. I liked very much the result and the choice and the combination and the freedom also that I felt the freedom of music and the way music was involved in the film, like in the work of Gustavo Santaolalla, the film 21 Grams.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Or Babel, also even from Gustavo Santaolalla. Also in American Beauty, where Thomas Newman did the film score. And those examples made me enjoy very much the film and the music. So I thought that in both cases, the music fit perfectly. And I felt there was an experiment, a nice new idea of experimenting something different. yeah. which I like. It's challenging also the way you experience the film in a different way.
I think it's there's a return to the idea of soundtracks made specifically for films now, isn't there, rather than pop songs licensed?
Yes, absolutely. This is, I remember the time of just placing songs here and there and having the sequence without without words. I think it could be very interesting, the process of writing together and experimenting. Also, I love, for example, the way David Lynch was working for the music and the exploration of sound research for creating really strong emotions and turbulence.
Great word. Great word.
Yes.
Well, I think we're very shortly going to run out of time. So in the past, your work has been described as minimalist, alt-classical, ambient, but I think it almost defies any classification. It feels like there's no area that might be off-limits to you or restricted by classification. Are you able to sum up what it is that you do and where that belongs?
It's like, I would place on the table different names and to tag my music, not just one.
Yeah.
There could be the tag of classical, of tag of minimalist, tag of experimental, the tag of progressive, the tag of alternative. I think it's like I am. I have very, my background is layered, it's like a forest where many layers of leaves have been lying on the ground years after years. So it's a combination of that. The humus is quite rich, and sometimes one leaf of the tree is confused with another. You have an oak, but at the same time you have other plants that are melting in that forest ground.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much for your time today. And
thank you. It was nice to talk with you.
And thanks. With you. And good luck with Elements.
Thanks. Good luck for your cold.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
www.themouthmagazine.com